Welcome to Municipal Stadium in Kansas City, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Kansas City Athletics. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Tommy Agee. Batting second. The left fielder, Al Luplow. Batting third. The third baseman, Max Alvis. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Walt Bond. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Hal Jones. Batting sixth. The catcher, Doc Edwards. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Jack Cubizin. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Jerry Kindle. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jim Perry. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Jim Perry. For the Kansas City Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Jose Tardabul. Batting second. The right fielder, Gino Cimoli. Batting third. The second baseman, Jerry Lump. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Norm Seaburn. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Ed Charles. Batting sixth. The left fielder, John Wojcik. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Wayne Causey. Batting eighth. The catcher, Haywood Sullivan. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Dan Pfister. Pitching for the Kansas City Athletics, Dan Pfister. And now, play ball. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Agee hits a fly ball into center field. Tardabul settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Luplow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Luplow hits a line drive towards first. Seaburn reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Max Alvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvis strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Jose Tardabul is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tardabul hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Perry fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Gino Cimoli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cimoli hits a fly ball into right field. Bond settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Norm Seaburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaburn hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Lump moves to second. Ed Charles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Charles hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kindle scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Walt Bond is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bond hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Pfister fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Hal Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones hits a fly ball into right field. Cimoli settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Doc Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards hits a ball on the ground towards third. Charles fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. John Wojcik is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wojcik strikes out. Edwards drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Wojcik out. One out. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey hits a fly ball into left field. Luplow settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Haywood Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kubizin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Jack Kubizin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kubizin hits a ball on the ground towards third. Charles fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jerry Kindle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kindle takes first base on ball 4. Jim Perry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perry hits a fly ball into left field. Wojcik settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Agee is 0 for 1 in the game. Agee hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lump scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Dan Pfister is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pfister hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jose Tartabull is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tartabull is 0 for 1 in the game. Tartabull hits a fly ball into center field. Agee settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gino Simulai is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simulai is 0 for 1 in the game. Simulai hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Pfister moves to third. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Lump takes first base on ball 4. Simulai moves to second. Norm Seaburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaburn is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Seaburn hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kindle fields it and throws to second for the out. Pfister scores. Simulai moves to third. Two outs. It's 1-0, Athletics. Ed Charles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Charles is 0 for 1 in the game. Charles hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kindle scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Al Luplau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Luplau is 0 for 1 in the game. Luplau hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Max Alvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvis is 0 for 1 in the game. Alvis hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Luplau moves to second. Walt Bond is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bond is 0 for 1 in the game. Bond hits a ball on the ground towards first. Seaburn fields the ball and throws to Pfister covering. Safe. Luplau moves to third. Alvis moves to second. Hal Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 0 for 1 in the game. Jones hits a fly ball into left field. Wojcik settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Doc Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards is 0 for 1 in the game. Edwards hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Charles settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jack Kubizin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kubizin is 0 for 1 in the game. Kubizin hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Seaburn settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Indians nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. John Wojcik is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wojcik is 0 for 1 in the game. Wojcik hits a fly ball into left field. Luplow settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey is 0 for 1 in the game. Causey hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Haywood Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 0 for 1 in the game. Sullivan hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Perry fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Dan Pfister is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pfister is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Pfister strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Jerry Kindle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kindle is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Kindle takes first base on ball 4. Jim Perry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perry is 0 for 1 in the game. Perry bunts towards third. Charles fields it and throws to first for the out. Kindle moves to second. One out. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Agee is 0 for 2 in the game. Agee hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Agee is thrown out after the base hit. Kindle scores. Two outs. It's Indians, 1, Athletics, 1. Don Dillard pinch hits for Al Luplow. Don Dillard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dillard is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Don Dillard now playing left field. Jose Tartabull is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tartabull is 0 for 2 in the game. Tartabull is called out on strikes. One out. Gino Cimolai is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cimolai is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Cimolai hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Cimolai. The throw from Edwards to Kubizin and they have Cimolai trapped. The throw over to Jones, who applies the tag for the out. Two outs. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Lump hits a fly ball into right field. Bond settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Athletics 1. The Indians will come to bat. Max Alvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvis is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Alvis hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Walt Bond is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bond is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Bond hits a fly ball into center field. Tartabull settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hal Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 0 for 2 in the game. Jones hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Wojcik. Jones reaches second base with a double. Alvis moves to third. Doc Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards is 0 for 2 in the game. Edwards strikes out. Two outs. Jack Kubizin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kubizin is 0 for 2 in the game. Kubizin hits a fly ball into center field. Tartabull settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Norm Seaburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaburn is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Seaburn hits a fly ball into left field. Dillard settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ed Charles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Charles is 0 for 2 in the game. Charles hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of A.G. Charles reaches second base with a double. John Wojcik is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wojcik is 0 for 2 in the game. Wojcik takes first base on ball 4. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Causey hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of A.G. Causey reaches second base with a double. Charles scores. Wojcik moves to third. It's 2-1, Athletics. Haywood Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 0 for 2 in the game. Sullivan strikes out. Two outs. Dan Pfister is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pfister is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Pfister hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Perry fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Jerry Kindle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kindle is 0 for 0 in the game. With two walks. Kindle hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Pfister fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Perry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perry is 0 for 1 in the game. Perry takes first base on ball 4. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Agee is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Agee hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Seaburn settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Don Dillard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dillard is 0 for 1 in the game. Dillard hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Pfister fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Indians 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Jose Tardabul is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tardabul is 0 for 3 in the game. Tardabul hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Gino Cimolai is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cimolai is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Cimolai bunts towards the mound. Perry fields it and throws to first for the out. Tardabul moves to second. One out. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Lump hits a fly ball into center field. A.G. settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Tardabul moves to third. Two outs. Norm Seaburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaburn is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Seaburn hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kindle scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Max Alvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvis is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Alvis hits a line drive towards the mound. Pfister reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Walt Bond is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bond is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Bond hits a fly ball into center field. Tardabul settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hal Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Jones strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Indians 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Ed Charles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Charles is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Charles hits a ball on the ground towards third. Alvis fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. John Wojcik is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wojcik is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Wojcik is hit by the pitch. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Causey hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Wojcik moves to second. Gary Bell now pitching. Haywood Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 0 for 3 in the game. Sullivan hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Wojcik moves to third. Causey moves to second. Manny Jimenez pinch hits for Dan Pfister. Manny Jimenez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jimenez hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Wojcik scores. Causey scores. Sullivan moves to third. It's 4-1, Athletics. Dick Hauser pinch runs for Manny Jimenez. Jose Tartabull is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tartabull is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Tartabull hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kindle fields it and throws to home to get Sullivan. Hauser moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Gino Cimolai is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cimolai is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Cimolai hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Hauser scores. Tartabull moves to second. It's 5-1, Athletics. Bob Allen now pitching. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Lump hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Tartabull scores. Cimolai moves to third. It's 6-1, Athletics. Norm Seaburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaburn is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Seaburn hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Alvis settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 6, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. John Wyatt now pitching. Doc Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards is 0 for 3 in the game. Edwards takes first base on ball 4. Jim Mahoney pinch runs for Doc Edwards. Ty Klein pinch hits for Jack Kubizin. Ty Klein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klein hits a ball on the ground towards third. Charles fields it and throws to first for the out. Mahoney moves to second. One out. Jerry Kindle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kindle is 0 for 1 in the game. With two walks. Kindle strikes out. Two outs. Willie Kirkland pinch hits for Bob Allen. Willie Kirkland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirkland strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Kansas City Athletics, 6, and Cleveland Indians, 1. Goodbye from Municipal Stadium in Kansas City.